Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome to Missions in Action, a feature that focuses on the work of missionaries who are delivering the good news of Jesus around the region and around the world. Today we're visiting with Dan Brady. He ministers behind the scenes with Young Life in Geneseo, New York.
I'm the chairman of our Young Life committee here in the Geneseo, New York area. Young Life works with Young Life leaders and, of course, the students. But they have a support committee, and the support committee is mostly adults who are volunteering their time to do the kind of background things necessary for them to keep the Young Life clubs going, to help us reach out into the high school.
This is a good reminder for me, because sometimes when we think about missions, we forget that there are so many people that play a part behind the scenes, but those parts are essential for a ministry or a mission to run, and you help make it possible for these kids to interact and to build those relationships.
You know, Jesus tells us to go into all the world, and really not all of us can go, but all of us, if we don't go, can send. And I think the job of the committee is to help send those leaders, those volunteers that are willing to go out and to reach into the schools.
So of all the ministries that you could be a part of, why did you choose to minister to young people through Young Life?
Well, I think we're in danger of missing a whole generation with the gospel of Jesus. I mean, if you look around in many of our churches today, there are fewer young people in attendance and really fewer kids in the youth groups and in the different high school ministries. So we've got really a need to be able to reach out to young people, especially high school kids, that we're not reaching. And so if they aren't coming really to us, then we were looking for a way where we could take the gospel and bring it to them.
From an adult perspective, I've seen the Young Life groups being a place for kids where it's safe. People have a blast. You can have a lot of fun. But then you can also get to the heart of the matter as well as building great friendships.
The thing that appealed to us about Young Life, it really tries to go one-on-one with kids and go to where they are, so that you can build a rapport, build a relationship, and then through having fun and getting to know that person, begin to tell them about Christ and begin to show them in our lives that there are people that care about them and that we're looking for a way to introduce them to something in many cases they've never heard before. We think over 80% of kids have no connection to a church at all, and many of them have never heard the gospel. We try to avoid the church setting because kids just don't respond to that. They really are somewhat suspicious and hesitant, really, if we get associated with a church building. Instead, we have our clubs in individuals' homes or in maybe a coffee house, a place in our community where we can invite the kids and they can feel at home with their friends. And we do have a lot of fun and do some crazy stuff, but we always, always, at the end of every club meeting, we end up explaining to them the gospel and telling them more about Jesus.
Wow, you talked on the need for kids to see relationships modeled. That's such a key thing. What are some other unique challenges to ministering to this age group, Dan?
The difficulty that kids face, I don't think most of us can imagine. All of us probably struggled somewhat going through high school, and all of us have those kinds of memories. But today is just so much more that kids have to deal with. They have family issues. There are social media pressures. There are addiction problems. Kids are under terrific stress. And I think it's a much more difficult environment for kids to grow up and find their way than what we might remember from when we were in high school. So it's particularly necessary, I think, for us to realize that these kids are looking for a compass. They're looking for a direction. They're looking for meaning in their lives. And we really have to go to them and help them find it.
Absolutely. Dan, has there been anything that has kind of shocked you working with youth ministry?
Yeah, really, we see fewer and fewer parents and families attending church. So the kids really have very little knowledge, Bible knowledge. They don't have a knowledge of who Jesus was. And so that was a surprise to us.
Is there anything you'd like to share about the life of a particular young person changed through this ministry of Young Life?
We had one kid who came to one of our club meetings because they were invited by a friend. And that kid wasn't a believer and wasn't expecting much. But unfortunately, soon after they started coming, they had a loss of a immediate family member, unexpected, and didn't know where to turn. And I remember them saying, well, the only place they felt comfortable was when they came to the club meeting and met with the Young Life leader. Mm-hmm. So that kids continued to come and has continued to grow. And I think we've seen an internal difference made in that life because they just happened to come to a club meeting and happened to hear about Jesus.
Wow. I don't know that I've done a good job of painting a picture as far as what you do exactly. You're helping, being a support maybe for some of the parents who host the meetings?
Yeah, as a Young Life committee, we do the background work for putting together some of the events. Young Life has 30 camps throughout the country, and every summer we send kids to the camp, and so of course we have to raise funds and make all of the details work for us to get kids to be able to attend the camps.
So
we're about to have actually our third annual fundraising banquet that's coming up, and we are in the process of doing all the planning and putting all that together.
When is that happening?
Yeah, that'll be in Geneseo on November 2nd. That's a Saturday at 7 o'clock, and you can find out more about that. You just Google Geneseo Young Life.
That's Dan Brady with Young Life. I'm Tracy Lynn with Family Life News. How is the Lord guiding you to reach out to others?